आप लोग अपने माल संभाल के रखिएगा और मेरे पैर भी कांपते हैं गुरुदेव के आगे और इतनी विद्वत मंडली के आगे मैं बोलने की योग्य नहीं।
प्लीज टॉलरेट माय स्पीच।
लेकिन एक हिम्मत नाम से लेने की कोशिश करता हूँ।
एक्चुअली
नाम से लेने की कोशिश करता हूँ।
आई वॉन्ट टू टेक सम इंस्पिरेशन फ्रॉम द होली धाम ऑफ नवद्वीप और फ्रॉम द नेम ऑफ श्री गुरुदेव। सो टुडे वी हर्ड
सुबह बहुत बारिश हो रही।
टुडे वॉज रेनिंग टू मच।
तीर्थ महाराज जी से फोन किया बोलते बारिश रुकेगी तो परिक्रमा चलेगी।
तीर्थ महाराज आई कॉल्ड अप तीर्थ महाराज एंड आस्क्ड हिम देन ही सेड that if the barish, if the rain will stop then we go that within the rain the parikrama went I came to know this is actually this is the glories of Navadvip
Dham
or is, these are the glories of the
these
are the glories of the devotees of Dham. So I didn't walk I went back by vehicle. I met Srila Gurudev on the way.
स्पेशली
गुरुदेव वाज कमिंग हियर टू इंस्पेक्ट द प्लेस। गुरुदेव आस्क्ड मी डू यू डिडंट गो। सो आई टोल्ड गुरुदेव आई वाज नॉट ओके सो आई डिडंट गो। So, so when I took the vehicle and went to Mamgachi, Madhudram. That is one place of Vrindavan Das Thakur there. Who is this Vrindavan Das Thakur? He used to be Vedavyas. He is actually Vedavyas. So he did Upanishads. He wrote Upanishads, all the scriptures. And then, still he was unsatisfied. So by the mercy of then by the mercy of Narad he went into trance and saw something in his trance and he wrote down in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has manifest here as Sri Vyasadeva of Mahaprabhu's Leela. He actually wrote the essence of all the scriptures. So then he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is the essence of all the scriptures. So we hear from the pen of Vrindavan Das Thakur, this Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Mahaprabhu is telling everyone to preach the name of Krishna. But no one is listening actually to Mahaprabhu's message. You don't know the glories of the holy name of Krishna. I'll tell you the name, the glories of the name of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu, he tells this six-year-old girl, Narayani, that you should chant the name of Krishna and explains to her the glories of names of Krishna. So Narayani, Mahaprabhu gave her his remnants and taught her the glories of the holy names of Krishna. So if we receive this mercy, then we are fortunate. Who am I? Actually, I'll tell you what is my nature and I'll tell you in a few lines who I am. So a few days ago, for Gurudev, I had written a few lines for Srila Gurudev. For Gurudev, I had written a few lines. Please hear carefully. ये माया भूल भुलैया
जीव अटकैया नित्यानंद दयाल कैसा हृदय विशाल हे श्री गुरुदेव हमारे लिए भैया।
He is the manifestation of Nityanand Prabhu's mercy. He is like our mother. He is actually very very illusory in nature. He has caught so many mayabaddha jivas and brought them to Krishna's lotus feet. He forgives all the offenses. And by just in mundane conversation he will give you Krishna prem. And he is actually the and his lips there is a very gentle smile and he actually glorifies Radhika to the topmost extent and he is actually very dear to Lord Krishna. So this is actually a very poetic expression in Hindi language. And listen my sister, and listen my mother, he is an ocean of mercy. The ocean of samsara is very vast, ocean of birth and death is vast. So and Krishna has sent a boat and Gurudev is the captain. So though the ocean is unlimited, but let's cross this ocean anyways. When the Gurudev is the captain, boatman, helmsman, so why worry? Hayyari hayyari, let's go. Haribol, 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 Haribol. So if Gurudev is the captain, helmsman, what is the problem? So these are the glories of Srila Gurudev expressed poetically. Now I am going to glorify myself. Alright, self-glorification. So now hear my own glorification. Oh Gurudev, I see my condition every day. I see my own condition. I see that I fall every moment. See my condition, I fall down every moment. I have all desires, all mundane desires, all desires other than Krishna. I have all desires in my heart. Other than Krishna, I desire everything in the world. I'm not afraid of Vaishnava. I'm magnanimous and my mind is also magnanimous. All the desires find a place in my mind, Ramchandra Das mind. Prabhu is Ramchandra Das, president of Delhi temple. So all the desires are find place in Ramchandra's heart desire. So I'm my condition. I see my newer and newer fall downs every moment. So I'm praying to Srila Gurudev. I pray to Srila Gurudev. Gurudev, please come, please come and save me. You are actually like Nityananda. Nityananda generally wears blue clothes. So Nityananda's blue clothes are like your blue eyes. And you are wearing the shawl which is saffron, like Mahaprabhu's shawl. So your beard, actually your mercy is unlimited, but I am very duplicitous and wicked. I also rejected your unlimited mercy. I am so unfortunate. But whatever mercy you gave me, I used it only to satisfy my own desire. So please expand your unlimited mercy. Oh Gurudev, expand your unlimited mercy even further. I am incomparable in the fallen persons. Please accept me with all my material desires. You are the eternal associate of Mahaprabhu. Your mercy is unlimited, but this will not help. So please. So considering that, I will remain like this and I will not change. Thinking like this, give mercy upon me. So please give me the Manjari Bhav right away. Please show some mercy like this. Please show some wonder so that I will become advanced in bhakti. I'm sitting here. I'm standing like a stick, upraised stick. I don't even fall down at your feet. So while standing, you give me mercy. Please save me. Please save me without any price. I have nothing to offer you. Please save me. Please help this monkey. Please teach me the glories of the holy name of Gurudev. Please, Gurudev, come in my life. Please come in my life. Gurudev, please come in my life and help me. Buddha, 5 minutes. Hare Krishna.
That's a very difficult act to follow, especially it was good even I don't even speak.